Presentation is by Paula Davis. Paula is a strategy planning department. She works with the strategy planning department with Pioneer Hybrid. She's a senior manager in insect and disease resistance traits. She got her PhD, had a co-major in entomology and statistics from Iowa State University. She's held various research, teaching, and marketing roles at Cornell University, Monsanto, and Pioneer. So like a lot of our speakers, she has a lot of diverse experience. And today, she is going to continue with the entomologist theme and talk about having kids and a successful career. Well, I was quaking in my shoes when I was asked, would you please participate? You know, it is stressful going through, even thinking back on what you did and how you got there. 23 years ago, where was I? Well, I was in graduate school. My husband needed an extra year or two. He was a couple years behind me. He basically said, yep, let's go get married. This is great. What's next? Well, I got kids. I want to have kids. Yeah, let's do it. He needed an extra year. Perfect timing, right? Okay. But you all have to realize that you have lots of dreams in graduate school, and they can be real dreams. That's okay. What did I want? Yeah, I wanted to get married. Boy, I was rejoicing. We all got those degrees, both of us. PhDs were off and set and running. Baby, yep, I had that already. I had goals. You know, I wanted to do some things with my degree. I wanted to go somewhere. We both did. But this sign, you know, was always in the background. You know, my first job offer came, and I knew what I was getting into. It was one halfway across the country. I knew a little bit about the department and what was there. But for me, it was better than a postdoc. My husband, you know, was like, we decided, all right, do we go? Don't we go? And we went. Any regrets? No. So, in thinking back, you know, I'm a country girl at heart. And this is one of my favorite songs, you know, even though it was written for a 17-year-old, but, you know, just move it up a few years. So if I could write a letter to me and send it back in time to myself, and I got thinking, now what would I really write about? Well, where am I now? Well, I'm in the marketing department and strategy department, okay? I'm an entomologist, but that's where I am right now. And so one of the key things that I've learned about, you know, is that you have to think and plan ahead. You all, you know, probably one of my best advices to a graduate student, get some business background, guys. Why? Because you have to learn how to deal with all these issues that are coming forward. And one of the key things as being part of strategic planning is that you have to learn how to do that. And unfortunately, I didn't learn it until now. The fortunate thing about it is a lot of it is common sense, which is great to know. And a lot of you as moms, yeah, you have common sense. It's there down deep. So what is strategic planning? It's a systematic process of envisioning a desired future, mom plus career, right? Translating this vision into broadly defined goals or objectives and a sequence of steps to achieve them. One of the toughest questions anyone ever asked me is, what do you want to do in 5 years? Where do you want to be? And it was really hard to answer that. It's even harder when they say, where do you want to be in 10 and 15? Well, force yourself to think about it. Where would you need to go? What will it take to accomplish those goals? And so you've heard a lot of speakers already, and it's not easy. There's a lot of ways to be successful. And so what's your personal definition of success? How many of you out there want to be the VIP or the president of a company? I don't see too many hands. Ooh. Well, that's okay. You know, what did I want to be? You know, I wanted a family, and I wanted a career, and I'm passionate for agriculture. So that was my definition of success. If I could do both and really feel good about myself, that's where I was. So is your strategy dynamic and flexible enough for sustainable success? You know, most of us think short term. It's real easy to think, all right, what do I got to do in the next 2 minutes? All right, your kids are there. How do I handle it the next day? That's fine. And you keep on doing these things over time, and it's like, all right, I'm getting somewhere, but is it the direction you wanted? And so you have to keep thinking back. Develop that plan and think about it. And so as if you, any of you have students, male or female, force them to think through that before they get out the door. And even as you're developing them, make sure that you can give them some advice. You know, we've had a lot of good suggestions get out there. You know, put them in the lab. Put them into some situation that they're not used to. Push them to go a different direction. Broaden your career goals. That gives you the flexibility to keep going. Whoops. Back up. You know, and Rita was great. You know, you got to be honest with yourself and manage expectations. You know, mom plus career means two. That's two full-time jobs. All right, what works for you? You know, 8 to 5, you can commit to that. But how many of you can really commit to going more than that? Now, your colleagues, if they're in fresh professional degrees or if they're starting a new, you know, I'm bringing work home, right? For me, no. 8 to 5 was it. And I decided to do that. Yeah, it has shortcomings to it, but I'm not in it for the short term. I'm in it for the long term. I'm not superwoman. And I have a great husband. You know, we're really good about being able to share things, divide and conquer. You know, that was great. But still, you know, you still at times, even both of you working together to do the job you really want to be successful at, it takes a lot of effort on both ends. So what do you need? Now, we've had several suggestions. I need a network. You know, I moved halfway across the country with a one-year-old. You know, she celebrated her birthday in a new house, okay? You know, I lost it all. All the support was gone. But I did have some planning that I did. You know, I knew as a tenure factor, I'm going to have someone take care of my kids. And that was a key decision. I was really lucky. I found a great in-home daycare, great price. House wasn't much to look at, but, oh, my kids were the politest kids around. But I also had a backup sitter. All right? I know that someone's going to get sick or something's going to happen. You have to have those contingency plans. So that's part of strategy, having that contingency plan. There's a lot of other places in your network, you know, and obviously, your parents, colleagues, you know, whatever. Faculty, other people in there, it's very important, you know, make sure that you have that network established. Find out what is a good way to go and which way is not. The main thing you got to keep in mind, you're in it for the long-term success and save your sanity, too. Now, maintaining balance is so important as you go forward with your career. You know, I've got two girls, you know, and I sat in lots of gymnastics meets and other things. And this is one of the things that you know. If you're a gymnast, what happens is you start on one end of the beam, and you carefully tiptoe across that, holding your hands out extended or doing various flips or whatever. Most people put a balance beam as static, right? Doesn't move. You know, we're a gymnast. You've got to move forward. And that's part of being successful at what you want to do, is you got to maintain that balance and continue moving forward. You have a lot of pressure to handle. There's no doubt about that. You have to pick and choose, and that's okay. You know, you may not get there as fast as someone working 50 hours or plus on another type of job, but you will get there. You have to prioritize. I had my countless lists. What do I have to do today? We had the calendar on the wall. How do you fill it in? All right, I got kids here. I got to deliver this. But I also have to think ahead. I got to be here. I got to be there. So how do you balance through that? A lot of tough decisions. Make sure you check your progress. Okay. With both things, the family, are they doing well? Are they succeeding? You know, are you succeeding? You know, check it and decide. And please keep this word in your vocabulary. Okay, the word no. Be prepared to make difficult decisions, make them, and move on, okay? You know, difficult decisions vary with every one of us. For some, they may seem trivial. Okay, I've got this business trip to do. It's a week long. All right, but my kids have a band concert or a gymnastics meet or something right in the middle of that. What do I do? All right. You've got to be able to stop and identify those things. You will also have things that aren't trivial, even though that first one is not trivial, but you have other things that are very major. For me, I had a husband too, career path too. You know, he took a postdoc first, it evolved, but you know, eventually he reaches a point where, you know, you both agree, you know, if something comes up, you're gonna make that decision. He got a job offer, and we go, all right, do I stop my career? I was making progress. Do I stop it and start over? Well, don't think of it as starting over, it's progressing. And yeah, you make those difficult decisions. So be prepared, make them, and then it's okay. You know, talk in terms of finding those options. You know, talk ahead, find out ahead, plan ahead, but also talk with whoever it needs to. So if it's your family, your husband, or if it's talking through with colleagues, with your boss, you know, make sure you evaluate where those options are. Ahead. You'll still have things that you have no planning for, but if you can know ahead, that's going to help you. And then, if you use each path you're taking, view it as an opportunity to grow. That's really important. You can get a lot of different directions, but you need to make that decision, move on. Don't view it as what if I did this or that. It's not going to get you anywhere unless there's something you could learn from that decision. Now, most of us in entomology, you know, we're all weird, right? How many people, you know, do you now really talk about entomology? And, you know, and it's the same thing, you know, everyone's got a passion within themselves. Don't lose your passion. That gets you through the tough times, okay? My family loves roller coasters. You know, they go at it all the time. Ever since, in fact, I was pregnant on the first roller coaster ride that my daughter took. You know, it's important, and you know, I'm not one that can handle a ton of roller coasters, you know, and I'm up at the top of that next one, I'm going, oh, is my head going to make it, and can I get down through it, and do I really want to be here, and you know, you answer, yeah. Why? Because, you know, it's your part of your family, that's just what you do, okay? Well, you know, what brought me into agriculture, I grew up on a farm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I played in as much dirt and dove off of hay lofts, and you just do all that crazy stuff. But I also helped bale hay with my dad. You know, he didn't really want us to drive. You know, he's old school. He didn't want a female driving a tractor. But, you know, we had a couple of sisters early, and then the boys came. But, you know, one of the best conversations I ever have is when I can go back home and talk to my dad. And about, you know, we talk about what? Well, how are the crops doing? How's the cattle? You know, and he's asking me for advice. That's cool. You know, it can be very effective. You know, as an entomologist, you can use that passion lots of places. You know, I go on a lot of trips in different countries, you know, it's cool. You know, you get to see bugs that are all over. You get to take pictures. I don't collect with pins too often, you know, or with killing jars. Photos are great, but it's effective. You know, and so that's how you kind of make sure you continue that. Now, we've heard over and over again, all the speakers are talking about this, stay connected. All right, one of the key things that you have, it's easy to overlook its importance. Yeah, you got through graduate school, you know, you're kind of required to do that, right? And your connections are right there, you think. But those are the colleagues that you come back to and that can really help you down the road. You know, my lab, I broke through. I was, you know, one person in Dr. Pedigo's lab, and I was the first female graduate student he'd ever had, right? I didn't know that, you know, things were not proper, and yeah, there were a few things in that office that you go, ooh, the boys pulled those right down really quick. But the key thing is they were really, really good, and I love the support that we got, and we continue to have that support. You know, they were the ones that introduced you. They also can be the ones that help you through. And so think about that support network. Who is it? Yeah, it takes some effort and there's some cost of staying connected. You know, ESA was one of my ways to stay connected. It really was. And why? Well, yeah, it did cost. It cost time. So you all frequently hear about people that say, all right, well, you know, I don't know anyone there, or, you know, it's a big audience. Well, you know, you can start in the local, the regional branches. That's okay. You know, that's actually, I would encourage you to do both of that. But taking that step and going out and talking to that first person, you know, the one person you sit down from across the table, that's how you network. You just go and talk, okay? And if you're not talking, you know, you can go to a poster and say, well, you can talk technical, you can ask them about this. But you also, you know, it's a chance to outreach. You know, my career went from, I first was in industry, I was a crap consultant, went back to graduate school, and then I, you know, went into academia, and then I collected industry again. You know, you don't know where your path's going to lead. It will leave all over. So connections with people like Paul Borth, he was one of my first connections from Dow as an undergrad, and you know those connections are still here. You have other people that you connect with all over, and so it does take an effort to maintain those, but it's very important, and it pays dividends short and long term. It's gotten me into the door in different positions. And that's a good thing, you know. But it also has helped when you think about who do you need to talk to about an issue. Those are the people that help you get through. Now, we're all under time management constraints, right? Right. But it doesn't take a lot of time. You can pick and choose how you want to deploy that. One of the best things that I did, you know, giving back, it started very quickly. You know, I have a couple-year-old daughter, and I had a rootworm track crap out there, and we have pumpkins, and so what do you do with those? Well, yeah, you take them to their daycare, right? So this is time that you can spend with your child in there. You can do something good for the community, and that's great, too. My husband and I both have been involved in various activities at elementary schools and high school, and et cetera. I was behind the camera here. I was there, but this is my youngest daughter. Now, it's really fun to see them get excited, and it's really important to make sure that you include the boys and the girls. There's two right there, right? And they all will get over their fear factor of, oh, bugs are ugly, right? But, you know, and this one right now is going into a microbiology degree in genetics. So she's a lab rat all the way. She's also the one that loves the tobacco hornback worms, or the tomato hornback. She puts the back in. Well, because the horn's on the back, Mom, it should be called that. And she would always go to my garden and pick these up and, you know, take them to the classroom and have that show and tell. Well, all of these are time well spent. You know, when you think about motherhood, you know, it doesn't stop there. My two just graduated. It definitely is time well spent. But you can do giving back lots of different ways. You know, moderators at the ESA, we're always looking for more moderators. We're always looking for more judges. You know, those are times, it only takes a couple hours, but it's something, a way for you to give back. Keep in mind, you know, it's an investment in the future, all right? It's been a hard call, right? But if you don't give back and lend a helping hand, it's not going to be any easier for the next round. What we need to make sure as entomologists is that we pave the way for the next generation, and that's okay. So my letter to me, yeah, I had, you know, each one of you could write your own letter, and I'd encourage you to think about it. These are my letters for 7 tips if I could have sent them back. Yep, develop a strategy, maintain expectations, maintain balance, be prepared to make difficult decisions. Don't lose your passion, stay connected, and give back. I'd like to thank everyone for inviting me here. It is definitely worth it. You know, momhood is great, but you can do both. With that, question one?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Any questions? All right, thank you.